A UPS A300 is down and the crew is lost. U.S. Airways and American will fight to save their proposed merger. And more Dreamliner issues for All Nippon Airways. This is Aero News for Thursday, August 15, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. A UPS A300 cargo plane has gone down on approach to Birmingham, Alabama, and the two pilots on board were fatally injured. The accident occurred about 0455 local time Wednesday morning. FAA spokeswoman Kathleen Bergen told the Associated Press that the flight was UPS Flight 1354, which had originated in Louisville, Kentucky, and that the two pilots were thought to be the only people on board the aircraft. The plane went down short of Birmingham Airport. Authorities said the plane came down in a field away from populated areas, skidded across a highway, and exploded. Photographs from the scene show the plane engulfed in flames, and later the wreckage was strewn across the field. The NTSB has dispatched a GO team to the site. A witness who lives directly across from the runway told Fox News that the airplane was, quote, on fire before it hit, end quote. We'll, of course, be updating this story on our website, www.aero-news.net, as details become available. AMR Corporation, the parent company of American Airlines Incorporated, and U.S. Airways Group Incorporated, say they intend to mount a, quote, vigorous and strong defense, end quote, to the Justice Department's effort to block their proposed merger. The companies say that the merger will promote competitiveness with more than 6,700 daily flights to 336 destinations in 56 countries around the world. The new American Airlines will strengthen communities nationwide through better service and travel to more destinations, both domestically and internationally. Importantly, the combined airline expects to maintain current hubs of both airlines and expand service from those hubs, resulting in more choices for customers. The result for consumers is that the new American will be a highly competitive alternative to other domestic and global carriers. The Justice Department claims just the opposite, that competition and travel options will decrease, while fares and fees for consumers will increase. As previously announced, the boards of directors of both AMR and U.S. Airways approved a plan to combine to create the new American Airlines, a premier global carrier. Faulty wiring has been discovered in the fire extinguishers aboard three Dreamliners owned by All Nippon Airways, ANA. The discovery prompted Japan Airlines to abort a Dreamliner flight en route to Helsinki on Wednesday. The problem aboard the ANA 787 was discovered before a scheduled departure from Haneda Airport in Tokyo for Frankfurt, Germany. It was repaired, and the flight later was allowed to depart. Subsequent inspections uncovered similar issues in two other Dreamliners owned by ANA, which operates 20 of the airplanes. The French news service AFP reports that JAL recalled its Helsinki-bound flight following the announcement and that it would be inspecting its 10 Dreamliners for defects. The problem could lead to a malfunction in the airplane's engine fire suppression systems, according to an ANA spokesman. An Arcturus T-20 unmanned aerial vehicle recently flew to an altitude of 23,500 feet MSL during a training flight at Camp Guernsey Joint Training Center, Wyoming. The previous altitude record for the T-20 was 15,000 feet MSL, set at Edwards Air Force Base, California. No special modifications to the aircraft were needed. The T-20 UAV was catapult-launched and landed safely after the 8-hour flight. Another high-altitude flight with a second T-20 was also successful, reaching the top of the restricted military airspace. A team of pilots, controllers, and engineers from the manufacturer, Arcturus UAV, were allowed to take the T-20 to the record altitude as part of an acceptance test flight for a new fleet of aircraft. Manufactured in the United States, the T-20 is a runway-independent Tier 2 class small tactical unmanned aerial vehicle. The primary mission of the T-20 is intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. Typical missions include aerial mapping, drug interdiction, border patrol, force protection, search and rescue, as well as military ISR. The T-20 is also being studied, however, for use in fighting wildfires. In the latest example of NASA and the FAA working together to enhance safety and efficiency in the nation's airspace, NASA has handed off to the FAA a new next-gen software tool that will improve the flow of aircraft from runways to cruising altitudes. The tool, called Precision Departure Release Capability, PDRC, was developed by NASA and transferred to the FAA so the agency can further develop and implement PDRC. This marks the third time in the past 2 years that the two agencies have collaborated on the development of new technologies to enable aircraft to fly more efficiently, easing congestion in the nation's skies, and reducing aviation's impact on the environment. When Aero News continues, like a bad penny, Light Squared is back. Gulfstream celebrates the 55th anniversary of the G1, and L.A. to San Fran in 30 minutes?
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, August 15th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Remember Light Squared, the company that sought to build a wireless broadband network it said would be satellite delivered and then added high-powered terrestrial transmitters that would have interfered with just about every GPS currently in use? Well, they're back, at least in court. Harbinger Capital Partners, the hedge fund group that bought the assets of the company that eventually wound up in bankruptcy, has filed a $1.9 billion lawsuit against GPS makers and others because they did not initially tell LightSquared that there could be an interference problem. Philip Falcone's Harbinger sued Garmin, Trimble Navigation, the U.S. GPS Industry Council, and the Coalition to Save Our GPS, along with the maker of John Deere agricultural equipment, according to a report from Reuters. In the complaint filed last Friday, Harbinger said that it would not have made the investment in LightSquared if the GPS industry had disclosed the potential interference problems between 2002 and 2009. The suit says the company's engaged in fraud by not making the interference issues known. Inside GNSS reports that the suit goes on to claim that the GPS manufacturers purposely designed their receivers to use the spectrum owned by LightSquared. The suit was filed in U.S. District Court in Manhattan. Gulfstream Aerospace Corporation, on Wednesday, celebrated the 55th anniversary of the first flight of the Gulfstream 1, or G1. The twin-engine turboprop was the first aircraft specifically designed and built for business travel. The company delivered 200 G1s between 1958 and 1969 when production ceased. The aircraft was used by many U.S. corporations for business travel, but also saw service with five U.S. government agencies and all branches of the U.S. Armed Forces. Several of the first Gulfstream aircraft were later converted into commuter airliners. Today, more than 20 G1s operate in the U.S. Several other countries have G1s on their aircraft registry as well, including Canada, Mexico, Portugal, and South Africa. The largest fleet, with 9 aircraft, is operated by Phoenix Air Group Incorporated, an international aircraft services company based in Cartersville, Georgia. The G1's maiden flight took place back on August the 14th, 1958. Imagine going from L.A. to San Francisco in 30 minutes and not taking wing to do so. One thing about Elon Musk, the creator of PayPal, SpaceX, and Tesla, is that he's never short on big ideas. And last Friday, during a Google Hangout event, he released drawings and plans for a solar-powered, high-speed transportation system that he's dubbed Hyperloop, which would transport passengers between cities at nearly the speed of sound. For example, between Los Angeles and San Francisco, as we said, in 30 minutes. Bloomberg Businessweek reports that Musk's vision is for aluminum pods inside steel tubes that could carry passengers as well as a few cars. He said current plans for a high-speed rail system in California are simply too expensive, too slow, or impractical. Musk said that the Hyperloop could take the place of air travel between cities less than 1,000 miles apart. Beyond that, he said, the cost of the tube becomes, well, prohibitive. And what about those cities spread further apart than 1,000 miles? Well, he has an idea there, too. A supersonic vertical takeoff and landing electric jet. We'll have more about that tomorrow. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks, as always, for listening. You're now cleared for departure.